In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we introduce new USMEF Chairman Mark Jagels.
These are big shoes to fill, and I kind of feel intimidated at times, but I also know that each and every one of us brings something to this organization. So I am looking forward to this next year, and I want to start by just kind of giving you a little background on myself. I am a fourth-generation farmer. I operate our family farm near Davenport, Nebraska, south central Nebraska, where we produce corn, both yellow and food-grade white, soybeans, run a cow-calf operation, feed cattle, and operate a trucking company. All of us come to MEF through a sector or through an organization. Mine happened to be the Nebraska Corn Board, where I had the honor of serving as chairman of that organization. I've also served on the U.S. Grains Council's Biotech A-Team, and also a member of the National Corn Growers Association Research and Business Development Action Team. But long before I became an officer here in MEF, I had the opportunity to see this organization in action. Through these years, we've hosted a number of trade teams, and on behalf of the USMEF and Nebraska Corn Board, I've traveled to Europe, Asia, and South America to see how our industry manages exports in the international marketplace.
While Jagels sees many challenges in the year ahead, he feels the U.S. meat industry has strong momentum on which to build.
2013 has been filled with opportunities and challenges, and I do not expect 2014 to be any different or much quieter. We continue to face hurdles around the world, but despite these challenges, we maintain good momentum as we look to improve on last year's record for the value of U.S. red meat exports. And as Phil Singh so eloquently said yesterday, we need to decide if we are going to compete or retreat. My vote is to compete.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.